This is Wayne Hodges of MassAppealNews.com. Today's topic, what to make of the Chiefs 2010 NFL Draft. People, I'm trying to be positive about the Chiefs this year. Really, I am. The terms Chiefs and losing have become synonymous in recent seasons, so I really don't see the need to knock a bad organization. That said, I'm just finding it difficult to understand what General Manager Scott Pioli is trying to accomplish with this draft. He took, in my opinion, a bunch of choir boys in exchange for good, talented football players. Don't get me wrong. You need good character guys. I mean, every team does. But that shouldn't come at the expense of phenomenal young talent. In the first round, the Chiefs took, with the fifth pick, a safety by the name of Eric Berry. He's a good player. But last year, they released a good safety by the name of Bernard Pollard, who was picked up by the Houston Texans. And he went on to kick ass in the second half for Houston. If you're going to release a talented safety, why come back the very next year and spend a top five pick on one? That doesn't make any sense. And then in the second round, the Chiefs took a running back. Why? I mean, you got Jamal Charles, and backing him up, you got Tommy Jones. I mean, what the hell? You don't need a running back that high. In the second round, you need a player that's going to come in and compete for a starting job, not ride the bench. I mean, folks, I'm trying to be positive. I mean, really, I am. But this was just a very disappointing draft by the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's see what happens when the season starts. But right now, it doesn't look too good. This is Wayne Hodges of MassAppealNews.com. Log on today.